Back at Ranger Field, 16-14, your score, the Class C State Championship game. Tyrone narrowly in front, and Tyrone now on the 26-yard line of Timberlake, trying to add to that two-point lead. And what we also mentioned, it was a great play call by Coach Bell, as Rylan Johnson, usually in that backfield, was kind of lined up off the end of the line there in a tight end position, and any way to get your playmaker in space, and that time they found him.
And by position, they got him on a linebacker instead of the defensive back, mm-hmm. I think.
Now two receivers wide towards us near side on the right. Tyrone going left to right. The hand of the jet sweep to Sanchez around the left, and he cuts it inside. Atkinson came too far in, and Sanchez got the edge, and lucky enough, Merrick Judd there to clean it up as he's driven out at the 20, or Sanchez might have been gone as Atkinson read that a little bit wrong and came up a little too far inside.
But how many times have we seen Judd make that kind of play where it looks like the other team's going to score, and then here comes Judd out of nowhere with that speed and that ball hawking to be able to make the play?
Pick up a 5, second and 5 now for the Bobcats. Ball just not quite at the 20-yard line. And now it's a tight formation for Tyrone. Johnson behind Williams. He puts Sanchez in motion to give to the fullback Johnson. He's stuck instantly and brought down. Might have got a yard on the play. Nice tackle that time. Looked like Schloop was there as well as might have been Cade Severin on that side. Yeah, it was Cade Severin with that tackle. He was the first one to make contact with Johnson. And Kate played really well in almost every Timberlake game we've had. It's the first time we've heard his name tonight. Third and 2 now. Long 2. Third and 3.
Need positive yards if you're Tyrone. You want positive yards if you're Timberlake defense. You want to knock them for a loss here.
Tight formation again. Now Johnson's the quarterback. He puts Sanchez in front of him. There's a snap to Rylan Johnson. Follows Sanchez's block to the inside. Ducks his head, still in his feet. Can't bring him down until Pippen finally nails him inside the 10. And Rylan Johnson got low to the ground, ducked his head, went right up the middle. And, boy, is he hard to tackle. And now it's first and goal for the Bobcats.
He gets about 3 feet off the ground with those shoulder pads when he turns that corner. And that's like trying to tackle a bull coming through there.
Yeah, you got to get lower than him, which is tough to do in order to take him down. And now they're just lining him up at quarterback and directly snapping it to Rylan Johnson. Again, he's in the shotgun. First and goal from the 9. Shotgun snap to Johnson around the left side, and he's drugged down, this time read perfectly by the Tigers, and they keep him out. They saw it coming. That was Dalton Lear again, who's playing well tonight.
Yeah, Dalton Lear is really showing up, and that time they had to because that's a load, but they read it. And, you know, when you put him in the shotgun and he's the only running back there now, so you know who it's going to go to, and Timberlake took advantage of that.
And as you could tell, Lear's kind of been assigned with keeping an eye on number 15. And that time he read it perfectly. It was no gain on the play. Second and 9 now for Tyrone. Now they're going to spread things out a little bit. Williams back in the game at quarterback. He's got Johnson to his left. Two receivers near side. One far side. Shotgun snap. Williams going to look left. Throws down to the middle of the field. He's got Ethan Brown back in the end zone. Touchdown, Tyrone Bobcats.
Can't tell you how good that pass. He just flicked that up there, put plenty of air under it, let the wind carry it to his receiver, and the receiver is wide open for a touchdown. Cool. That is just a great play.
Great throw. 9-yard touchdown pass. Kobe Williams to Ethan Brown. And we mentioned it, is if you haven't watched Tyrone, people don't know about Kobe Williams. He has great touch.
And he really does.
And he really showed it there. And he's a little bit underrated. Now looks like we got a timeout, Tyrone. So on the two-point conversion, the Bobcats are going to call a timeout with 9:23 to go. Tyrone in front, 22-14 over Timberlake. We'll be back on our K101 Road to the Top.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Now, get the RTVX for zero down, 0% APR for 48 months, or save $400 now through December 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Arnett, Enid, New Holland, and Kubota. Our family helping yours since 1975.
Back at Ranger Field, the Tyrone Bobcats offensive machine just keeps churning. 22-14, they lead Timberlake, and now they're going to line up, go for 2, and try to increase that lead here in the Class C state title game. And Tyrone operating quickly, picking up big chunks of yardage. Now Rylan Johnson is going to be the quarterback again, and they've got a 3-receiver set just to the right of the offensive line. They've got Stevens, they've got Brown at the tight end spot, and they've got Sanchez all bunched off to the right here. Johnson in the shotgun. And I'm guessing they're running that way. They snap it to him. He's going to run, but he's going to look to throw a little pop pass. It's batted down and picked up, and you can't run it back. But not again. Dalton Lehrer makes a great play in the football to stop that two-point conversion. That could be big later down the road.
Certainly could.
So two-point, no good. Score now 22-4. Remains 22-14. As the teams now will change possession, and Timberlake going to try to answer. As back and forth we go in this one, Chris.
Well, and you know that extra point, because that was going to be a 10-point lead, a two-score game, and now Timberlake, they can go down and score, get the extra 2 points, and tie this thing back up. So, you know, we've seen it so many times in eight-man, because the two-point conversions are so critical that – you know, you miss a couple, another team gets a couple. It's like a touchdown. It's a possession now that you got to, you know, you got to catch up one touchdown. Now you got to catch up two touchdowns.
Yeah, a great defensive job by the Tigers coaching job, because I thought they were going to run the football that way, and that's why they lined everybody up over there. And it was a little fake run pass,
it was
and everybody
call,
was covered.
Just a great play on the defensive side by Lear.
And now Roberto Hernandez is going to tee the ball up at the 40 and kick it off, going left to right here. 22-14, your score. That was it, following that 8-yard pass, Kobe Williams to Ethan Brown to give Tyrone a little bit of a bigger lead. And now they will kick deep to the lone return man, Merrick Judd, who's back inside the 15-yard line. And once again, looks like we're going to kick this one deep again. They're going to go right at Merrick Judd. He's going to field it around the left hash. He's going to take it towards the middle of the field, try to find a little seam, and drags it up to the 35-yard line right at the middle of the field. And that's where Timberlake will take over first and 10 from their own 35.
Because it's so hard to kick the extra point, eight-man, they usually go for two. And, you know, your natural as a defense, if you give up touchdown, you got your head down a little bit. Well, in the other levels, you know, and you're kicking extra points, so it's not a big deal. You got to get your head back up on defense and eight-man and play that extra, because that's the difference in ball games right there, is those extra points.
Tigers spreading it out, two receivers wide both sides, Jenlick in the gun. Pats his stomach. He's some sort of change at the line of scrimmage here. Now the shotgun snap to Jenlick. Quick fire out of the right side. He finds Cameron Brewer, who gets it up right around the first down marker and out of bounds, close to a first down. We'll see where they spot it. He's might be just about a foot shy here. Yeah, it looks like he – oh, I think they're going to give it to him here. They do. First down. I thought they were going to spot it just inside that yard marker, and they're going to say he got the first down. So Cameron Brewer, first time we've heard that his name tonight, with a nice little 10-yard catch. Again, spread formation, shotgun snap to Jenlick. He looked left, no one's open, so he's just going to roll right. He's running for his life and drug out of bounds, and he's going to lose a couple yards on that play. And Lane Noland, who's been very good from that defensive end spot, as chases him out of bounds. Big play again from Noland.
And both teams, you know, seem to be saying, we're going to throw the football, which is, you know, you kind of would have expected maybe let's try to run it on this little bit of a windy day. But both teams are saying, no, we think we can throw this. We believe in our quarterbacks, and that's what they're trying. That time, Tyrone just comes up with a great defensive play.
Loss of 3, 2nd and 13. Again, the spread formation. Shotgun snap to Jenlick. He looks at a quick out in the flat towards us. It's going to be Brewer again. He's going to be driven out of bounds. Nope, I'm sorry, that's Merrick Judd driven out of bounds. Might have got a yard on the play. Might have.
Yeah.
Looks like no gain.
Jackson Bell right there come in and put the hammer down and got him for a little bit of a loss there, wasn't it?
Looks like they did. He did lose a yard. So 3rd and 14 upcoming.
Yeah, this is what you want here if you're a Tyrone. Now, Timberlake, you want to get it to Judd or Pippen or somebody that can make a big play here for you.
Lear and Judd out wide to the right. Judd in the slot. One back to the right of Jenlick. Shotgun snap to Jenlick. He drops back. He's got a little bit of time. He's going to throw it deep down the right side of the field, right towards picked off by Hernandez, who was down there at the 30. He was throwing it towards Judd. Hernandez man-to-man with the interception back at the 30-yard line. And that is a tough guy to try to throw it over top of.
Well, what's it say about Hernandez that plays defensive end, but you can put him out into coverage because he's 6'5", but he's athletic and has speed. And that time, it's just like a rebound coming in there, and he's going to get the rebound. And really, it doesn't hurt Timberlake that much because it's kind of like a punt.
Yeah, that was a bit of an arm punt for Jenlick, just trying to throw it deep and see what happened. But you can't throw it deep on Hernandez, who picks it off at the 25. And we saw Roberto play corner when they played Winoka last year. It was against Kaysen Olsen, so he's used to covering some athletes out there. Now it's a bunch formation, one back in the backfield. It's Johnson to give right up the middle to Rylan Johnson, and the pile gets stuck, and they try to jockey for position. And instead, it's going to be a pickup of maybe a couple yards there for Ryland.
It's always interesting when there's a big pile and it gets stood up because everybody gets into a rugby match.
It's a little bit of a scrum, yeah. Right? So second and looks like they gave him 3 yards. So second and seven upcoming. We're from the middle of the field for the Bobcats. They lead 22-14. Still 8-18 left in this half. After another three and out by the Tigers. That's probably the most three and outs I've seen them since we've had them.
Hats off to this
two already.
Bobcat defense.
Two receivers wide towards us, one far side. Snap to Williams, a give to Kane. It's a reverse to the other side. It's dropped and picked up by Sanchez, who just has to fall on it at the 25. A little bit too fancy that time for the Bobcats.
I don't think it mattered. I think Timberlake was all over that, their defense. They weren't fooled. Everybody stayed home. You know, the idea of that is to get everybody flowing one way and come back the other way. And Timberlake, they stayed home on that left side.
They're not out of position much. Carter Sands now going to come in. Colton Lorman coming off the field as they get a little more speed up front for Timberlake on this third and long.
Yeah, can Tigers get off the field? They, you know, Tyrone, the Bobcats got Timberlake off the field now for the three and out. Now Timberlake gets to try to return the favor.
Ryland Johnson's the quarterback. It's that same bunch receiver formation on the left side. There, he's going to follow those blocks to the left. Tries to break three, and he does break three. They can't rein him in. He's out to the 40. He's to the 50, and he turns on the afterburners to the 30. One man to beat. 20-10. Touchdown, Ryland Johnson. What a run again by Johnson, and they have no answer right now for Ryland Johnson.
Now, we've got a lot of people inside of the, you know, Maine's part of Oklahoma that, you know, like you said, they haven't heard of this Ryland Johnson kid. Well, let me tell you, he plays out in the panhandle, and I think you're right. He might be the best player in Class C.
That was unbelievable. Another 75-yard run for Johnson.
I can't tackle him.
And they had him, it looked like they'd read the play right, but they just can't get low enough on him to bring him down. Instead, he breaks through the middle, and he is deceptively fast. Got short legs. Doesn't look like he would cover that much ground, but boy, was that quick. Tyrone leads 28-14. I formation is Williams going to roll to his right. He's going to throw down around the left side. Incomplete. He was looking for Braden Stevens. No good on the two-point conversion, but the Bobcats again, 28-14. They lead Timberlake. 7 minutes left in this half. We'll be back. Our K101 road to the top.
It's Pioneer Cellular's half-off end-of-the-year sale. Starting November 30th through December 31st, save up to 50% off any device when you visit our store. You heard right, 50% off in-store. Pioneer Cellular's half-off end-of-the-year sale.
Stop by a Pioneer office or call 800-641-2732. Some restrictions may apply.
Back in Alva, the Class C state championship game. Tyrone leads Timberlake 28-14, 7 minutes to go in the first half, and a couple runs as Ryland Johnson on two runs alone has over 150 yards on just two runs.
I tell you, he is dominant, and again, we're early in the second period. Johnson's already having a monster game just here in the first quarter plus.
And the Tigers on their heels, they have not trailed by this much all season long. They've never lost. They've very rarely been behind.
And you do not want to give
I don't think they've ever been behind, now that I'm starting to think about it. Now it's a deep kick, goes into the end zone, and looks like we're going to have a touchback. That time Hernandez gets a nice boot on it, and touchback. Timberlake going to take over now. It's 25.
And if you're Timberlake, the Tigers, you do not want to give
20.
You do not want to give Tyrone and Johnson the ball back, trailing two touchdowns. You really, this pressure's on the Tiger offense right now.
28-14, 20-yard line. Timberlake with the football. Jenlink under center. He's got trips receivers to his right. In tight. Snap to Jenlink. He fakes the quick throw, runs it up, flags everywhere as he tries to fake the throw and take off up the middle. Colby Putnam brings him down. But I think that's going to be some movement, possibly a hold up there. And we'll see what the call is right now. Timberlake's already moving backwards. Looks like it's on the Tigers as they're having a little discussion here.
Looks like they're expecting maybe just a procedure.
Yeah, somebody moved. So going to move back five, first and 15 now from the 15. And already back in their own territory. Again, not great field position for Timberlake.
And again, we've flipped, and so they're going against that wind now.
And they've just got to keep their composure here if you're the Tigers. There is a ton of time left, under 7 minutes left in the half.
They've got to find Judd again.
I formation. They fake the give to the tailback. Jenlick's going to roll to his left. Tries to find Carter Sands at the 20-yard line and just threw his outstretched hands as Jenlick couldn't connect that time.
Schlupp was jumping up and down. He had found a seam and was probably open for a good 10 yards, and quarterback just didn't see him.
So 28-14, under 7 to play. Now J.J. Pippen wide right, Merritt Judd in the slot on the far right side. One back in the backfield with Jenlick. It's Sands. He drops back to pass. He's looking right. Pump fake. Now the middle of the field. Tries to find a guy and overthrows everybody. He was looking for Pippen, who just doesn't seem to have that same burst that he's had.
He's about 75% at best, maybe less than that when it comes to cutting. He's just not the same explosive player. And that takes away half your offense if you're Timberlake. It's just he's so explosive, but he just doesn't have that explosiveness.
And that time as they threw it high, you could tell he didn't get any lift going up for that football. One back to the other side of Jenlick. Shotgun snap. He drops back to pass. Great protection by Pippen. He's going to roll right. No one open. He's just going to have to throw it now. It's tipped at the line of scrimmage and almost picked off as Lane Noland again got a hand on it. And Ethan, or it looked like in the back, that was Jackson Bell coming up with the interception.
He was stumbling and bumbling, trying his best to get there. He just couldn't get his footing to get there, and it came up just short.
That would have been a huge play. Instead, it's going to be fourth down, and it's going to give Timberlake a chance to punt it away. And Lane Noland again from that defensive end spot, if you don't throw it high, he's going to get a hand on it.
Well, and credit this, credit Tyrone's defense, is he had to repump because nobody was open.
Now Sloop back to kick it. He can take it right at the goal line. He steps into it. It's a short kick, and it is high, and it is drops at the 35. It's going to take a Timberlake roll to the 40, but great field position for the Bobcats with 6:17 left in this half. 28-14 they lead, and now they're going to have first and 10 at the 35-yard line, or the 40-yard line, I'd rather.
You know, you look at this, both quarterbacks playing well. Both defenses, but the difference is Rylan Johnson. That's the difference in this game. And if Tyrone can go in here and take advantage of this good field position and score, they're up three touchdowns. But it's really because of Johnson.
Johnson and the Pippen injury really seems to affect him, which has been big in this football game. And now we got Kane off to the right. We got one back. It's Johnson in the backfield. Williams under center. The give to Rylan up the middle. Lear tackles him again, as Lear's been everywhere tonight. And it picks up a couple yards on the play, and that time they hold Rylan only a gain of 2, which is a win, is as much as he's gashed their defense today. Second and 8 upcoming now.
Yeah, anytime you hold Johnson 2 yards, you're going to high-five and say, we did a great job.
Second and 8, ball inside the 40-yard line. Kind of 38.
Kind of a blustery day. We had the sun shining out a little bit, but it's overcast.
Winds picked up, yeah.
Winds picked up. It's kind of becoming a winter day a little bit.
We're expecting some snow. I don't know if Alva is necessarily expecting snow, but I know in Woodward we are expecting quite a bit, possibly. That went from a couple inches to now what's looking like maybe 6 inches possibly. Now we got another timeout by the Bobcats. That's their second one. We'll take it with them. They lead 28-14, 5:31 left in this half. We'll be back. It's our K101 Road to the Top.
This holiday season, great gifters split the cost with Zelle, together with Bank 7. Easily split the cost of a group gift using Zelle and give the big gift they really want. Use your Bank 7 mobile app to send, request, or split money with family and friends. To learn more, visit bank7.com or call 800-259-0921. Must have a bank account in the U.S. to use Zelle. Data rates and transfer limits may apply. Member FDIC.
Back at Northwestern Oklahoma State, the Class C State Championship game, Tyrone 28, Timberlake 14. And we want to thank Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance. As Farm Bureau agents Chad Greb and Luke Wood know, it's their job to help clients adequately address all their insurance and financial planning needs. Let Chad and Luke help make your financial future more secure and predictable with professional, honest, informed planning. Give Oklahoma Farm Bureau a call at 580-596-3358. Oklahoma Farm Bureau, a proud supporter of Timberlake football. They say, go Tigers. And Tigers need to stop here. It's the ball at the 38. I formation now. Everyone bunched in tight for Tyrone. The give is to the tailback, Cade. He takes it in the middle of field. He's grabbed by his ankle and finally wrapped up as he had a little crease right in the middle there for the Bobcats. He's going to pick up about 5 yards on that play. Going to bring up a third and a long two, maybe a three. Call it third and three here.
Bobcats got some size on that up front. They're using it, and Timberlake has some size, but it seemed like right now the offensive line of Tyrone is got the upper hand right now.
Yeah, that front three of Tyrone's really making some holes. Latham McCain and Colby Putman and Jackson Bell up there. And now Johnson is your quarterback. He's going to move Kane in front of him with the motion. He's going to be the lead blocker for Johnson. And again, middle of the field, right along the hash, and finds another seam, picks up about another 10 yards, and Rylan Johnson is a man possessed right now. And Timberlake has had no answer for him.
But we talked about that offensive line is the thing. Johnson, you just have to give him a crease, and they're giving him a good crease. And once he gets his shoulders squared up and heads downfield, he's a load.
Yeah, you could throw Ethan Brown on there, too. When he's not catching passes, he's also a pretty good blocker up front, as well as a three-point shooter.
He loves that sitting in that corner
that's
and bomb away.
That's his spot. Shot. And now Johnson again at the quarterback position in the gun. Shotgun snap. He's going to follow Kane. This time near side. Gets it around the edge, and he dragged up, and he drags J.J. Pippen for about 2 yards, and the strength of Rylan Johnson's lower body. Pippen had a hold of him, and I think he took him forward for another 2 yards.
But he did hang on.
He finally brought him down.
Boy, Timberlake, this Tiger defense, they've got to find a way to get some – they've kind of got out of being aggressive. I think Johnson has them on their heels a little bit. And the way to stop Johnson is get him in the backfield.
Yeah, the body language from the Tigers right now, hands on hips, a little bit of mopey out there. They're going to have to dial it up.
Need some fire and some intensity and get upfield, get this stopped.
Another bunch formation. This time Williams under center. Johnson's the tailback. Nobody out wide. Everybody in the box. Snap. Give to Johnson right up the middle. Follows a blocker. Cuts it back inside and stuck after a gain of a couple. He's going to be short of the first down. Going to bring up third and about a yard and a half.
But Timberlake, you know, there was a good opportunity to hold a no gain and put him in, you know, in third and five or something like that. Instead, they let him slide off and get a couple, so now it's only like third and two.
The other thing about Rylan is so hard to locate. He gets so low to the ground. Sometimes he gets behind, and Timberlake's got some tall – or Tyrone's got tall players. I mean, they're not all big, but they're tall, and he can kind of gets right in their butt, and then you got to pick him up.
And you better bring the wood. You better go to hit him and knock him down. You're not going to grab him and tackle him.
Third and one upcoming. A big couple plays coming up here for Timberlake. They desperately need to stop here. Bunch formation. Johnson in the shotgun. Snap to him. He's going to take off far side. Tries to cut it back inside. He's going to pick up the first down, and it takes another three guys to take him down. But he's over the first down marker by a yard, so that's going to bring up first and goal now for the Bobcats from the 9-yard line.
They're just playing power football right now. They're just lining up saying, we're going to put our offensive line on your defensive line, and then work here we come, and we're going to pick up our 3 or 4 yards.
First and goal from the 9. Bobcats lead the Tigers 28-14 with 2:21 left in the half. Ball close to the near hash as Tyrone going left to right here. Now Kane's going to be a tailback.
See if they pull it out.
And Johnson, the fullback, and Williams at quarterback.
See if they pull it out and try to hit one over the top here. They've done that before, too, try to slip their tight end out.
High formation, Williams under center. He gives it to Kane, the tailback. He's going to try to take it to the middle of the field as he's got, say, finally going to stack them up at the line of scrimmage. He might have got a yard. Looks like I'll give him a yard there. So it's second and goal from the 8-yard line now.
Tyrone's got a chance here to make a stand. It'd be a huge, huge defensive stand here inside your 10-yard line. And if you got three plays here that you've got to keep them out. But if you can do that, go down the score, you can turn this game back around.
And Coach Bell not in a hurry. 17 seconds on the play clock, minute 27 left in the half. And Tyrone's slow. If they do give this over, they don't want to leave any time left on that clock for the Tigers. Second and goal from the 8, I formation. Kane the tailback. Johnson the fullback, Williams under center. Snap to Williams. He's going to drop back to pass. He's going to throw a deep double coverage to Rylan Johnson. It is picked off. Almost picked off. Two Timberlake Tigers had their hands on it. Pippen and Judd fought for the ball, and neither one of them got it. And that would have been a huge interception. instead going to be third and goal from the 8.
It was almost too good of defense. They had him bracketed, perfect defense, but then they started fighting over the football. If one of them had just kind of stayed back, I think they might have had the interception.
Yeah, that was the old center fielder play. One of you got to call it, and that would have been a big play for the Tigers, but still a stop that they needed. Now 3rd and 8 for Tyrone, minute 7 left. And importantly for Timberlake, the clock stopped, so they may have some time if they do give the ball back.
I think here you might want to use a timeout if you get a stop here.
Two receivers left side. Johnson, the quarterback, takes the snap. He's going to follow everyone around the left side. He's bottled up, and again, I think that was Lehrer. One more. Nope, that was JJ. Or JJ. Nope, that was Schloop. Couldn't see it far side of the field. Dylan Schloop, nice read, who brings down Johnson after a gain of a couple. So now it's going to be 4th and goal from the 6-yard line. Nice read by Schloop.
Kind of expected maybe Timberlake might call a timeout because they're either going to get the ball or Tyrone's going to score and maybe would have had a minute to try to make something happen, but it looks like they're
– I think Tyrone might call a timeout. On this 4th down upcoming when the play clock's at 13 and the game clock's at 28. So they're going to have a few seconds left. They've got one more to give. And Timberlake called it. They waited a long time to call it, and they finally called a timeout with 21 seconds left. So Timberlake calls a timeout. We're going to take it with them. 28-14, big 4th down upcoming in this football game. Tyrone leads Timberlake here at our K101 Road to the Top.
You don't want to be on Santa's naughty list this season, so before he arrives this holiday, call Moore's Roofing at 580-994-5417 for a free estimate today. We are licensed and commercially bonded by the state of Oklahoma and have been in business for over 45 years. No job is too big or too small. Moore's Roofing has you covered, so your roof will be merry and bright this season. Call and ask about our 5% off discount for seniors, veterans, and first responders. That's Moore's Roofing, 580-994-5417.
Back on Ranger Field, the Class C state championship game here in Oklahoma. Tyrone leads Timberlake 28-14 and a 4th and goal from the 6 upcoming for the Bobcats. And if you're the Tigers, you got to have this one.
This is just so huge. I mean, not saying the Timberlake, we've seen the fight in them. We've seen the adjustments they can make. But you do not want to go into halftime 3 touchdowns down to Johnson and company.
And we're going to get a field goal.
This is unusual.
You don't see this much.
Going to try to make it a 3-score game.
That's Kane out there. Johnson's the holder. And we're going to get another timeout, it looks like. Timberlake going to think about it. Braden Stevens was lined up. That wasn't Braden Stevens. Adon Rollins was in there trying to kick the ball. And instead, we're going to get another timeout for Timberlake. We'll keep it right here with 28-14 lead Tyrone. And you don't see that much.
For people not familiar with 8-man, if you're going to kick an extra point or a field goal, you're going to have the kicker and the holder, obviously. Well, now you're down to 6 guys in front, and the other team has all 8 coming at you. So you're really susceptible to coming in and getting it blocked. It's very hard to block, and that's why you don't see many extra point attempts or field goal attempts.
And we'd have to talk to Coach Bell about this, but this team apparently has a lot of kickers because Hernandez has been kicking off really well, and now Adon Rollins is now in there to kick, and they feel comfortable enough letting him kick field goals.
We got Glover in the house.
Oh,
we got the boss of Class C championship football in the house with
That's
us.
That's right.
We're gonna mic him up here
and let him call this field goal.
Yeah, let him call this field goal. He's no girls basketball coach. He didn't even know what a field goal is. He thinks it's 2 points. It's 3 points.
Yeah, we need to run something here so we can get a layup. Oh, they're kicking, aren't they?
That's right.
Oh, another timeout. This is like basketball, isn't it? Just keep calling timeouts.
Freezing the kicker. Timberlake calls another timeout. 28-14, Tyrone in front. They lined up again for that field goal. Now Timberlake again will call timeout with 21 seconds left in half. And we got David Glover here from the OSSA. Welcome,
sir. You bet. Glad to be here, guys. CJ decided not to make the trip.
He was feeling under the weather. He's feeling better now.
I'm sure he is.
It's so far from Woodward to Alva.
I know.
CJ's can't make it.
Well, you know, when you get that old.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm just a few years from that myself, but I'm the 8-man guru at the office.
Anything 8-man, they come to Glover,
they
right?
They come to Glover. Just, That's right. It's the most purest form of football there is, I think.
It's a lot of fun, isn't it?
It is. You don't – the thing I love about it, and I tell people this all the time, is the sportsmanship is second to none.
Yes. Yes.
You don't see a lot of showboating when they make a tackle. You don't, and I don't know, I just love it.
Yep.
And
help each other up off the ground.
They do that a lot.
You've seen this tonight. We haven't talked about it, but really a lot of sportsmanship out here.
Here comes a field goal attempt for Adon Rollins. 28-14, Tyrone in front. There goes the snap to Johnson. Yep. They fake it. They're going to flip it to Rollins. He's going to try to throw it into the end zone, and it's picked off. They tried a little trickery, tried to get it to Brown, and it's intercepted back in the end zone. Merrick Judd, and a big stop by the Tigers with 16 seconds left in the half.
Surprised Merrick Judd didn't take off. He kind of acted like that. Well, what's the call
here? He must have heard a whistle, I would guess.
I don't know what the deal is, but usually when Judd gets the ball, he heads to the other end zone. And
I think the officials thought it was an extra point.
Yeah, I think they called it a two-point conversion, and that's pretty big because he could have ran that back.
Well, he was wrapped up. I mean, he was wrapped up about the five.
They're going to
give it to him at the 25 or 20.
Oh, there they go. So they're going to call a touchback.
Going to call it a touchback. And, like, I think Coach Glover had it right. Maybe the official.
You know, I'm a good official.
You're a good official, right? Yeah. Well, you're a good critique of official.
Well,
right?
No, I always told them I must have a better angle from where I sat than what they did out on the court. So.
Now the ball going to be placed at the 20 for the Tigers. 16 seconds left. They're out of timeouts. They used them all trying to freeze what they thought was going to be a field goal attempt. And now they're going to take the ball over at the near hash. Time for maybe a couple plays here. And one back to either side of Jenlick. He's got one receiver wide each side in the shotgun. Shotgun low snap. The give is to Carter Sands. He takes it up the middle. Putnam brings him down after a gain of a couple, and I think that's going to be it. I think they're going to let this clock run down.
Timberlake's feeling real good just to be down two touchdowns right now, and I think that's good. Go to halftime, get to the locker room, and regroup and see what we can do here.
That'll do it for the first half. Tyrone Bobcats 28, Timberlake 14, your Class C state title game. Don't leave us. We got a great football game here in Alva. Back after this, our K101 Road to the Top.
Strict attention to detail. That's what sets Kubota construction equipment apart. It's how we maximize performance, increase strength, and give you the dependability you demand. We engineer our equipment precisely at every level. It's what makes us a leader. Save up to $11,000 on construction equipment or get 0.99% APR financing for 72 months. Now through December 31st, 2020. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Arnett, Enid, New Holland, and Kubota. Our family helping yours since 1975.
Goins Home Furnishings invites you to come in and shop our exceptional selections of furniture for virtually every room of your home. We are now receiving shipments of new items almost daily. Everything is priced at our everyday low prices so that you can purchase knowing that you are getting the best price in the tri-state area. We are still doing everything to give you a safe shopping environment. We are the tri-state furniture source. That's Goins Home Furnishings at 1st in Oklahoma in Woodward, Oklahoma.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg. Blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Welcome back to Northwestern Oklahoma State here at Ranger Field. Class C state title game. Tyrone leads Timberlake 28-14. And special guest coming up here, Mr. David Glover from the OSSEA, eight-man guru here joining us here. What are your thoughts so far this Class C game here?
Well, you know, I told one of our other employees came with me or met me up here today, and he hadn't watched much eight-man. He said, is that a good crowd? And I said, well, if you want to rob a house in Tyrone, today would be the day to do it because I tell you what, it's just like I told you guys off air. It's the purest form of football there is, and and great fans, great kids, and a great radio station here covering them. You guys do a great job.
You know, one of the heroes that is often overlooked in this playoff thing is the universities around the state. That it would be easy right now to say no, we don't want any part. And UCO, Northwestern, some of these have stepped up and gone the extra mile when it'd be easy to say no. And so they really are kind of some unsung heroes.
You know, and we understood it. We had there's a lot of differences this year. And Mike Whaley, who is our associate director, but he's also in charge of football. Mike's done a great job of, you know, we added a round and everybody said, oh, it's a money grab. No, it wasn't a money grab. It was Mike's way of saying a lot of kids lost games this year, didn't get to play games. So let's put everybody in the playoffs and let the kids play if they want to. Okay. And that's fantastic. And then you get beat up for that. You know, and as far as Northwestern, Brad Franz and Tim, they started calling me, you know, being an alum here, but they started calling me pretty early on saying, hey, look, we did all of Alva's games out of Ranger Field. We would love to host. Nobody else was calling us, telling us that. And, you know, I would love to see this place become the eight-man, like UCO is everything else, you know, because they love doing it. And it is a lot of work and a lot of strain on them, but it's also – they don't complain about it a bit. And you're right, Chris. You know, in other years, we've had Southwestern. Southwestern just chose because of the virus. We understand that. And that's why, too, the semifinals were played on home fields. A lot of people criticize us for that, and they don't understand. We didn't have enough neutral sites. We didn't have enough sites that said, hey, yeah, we'll do it this year. A lot of high schools are saying we don't want that many different people on our campuses. A lot of colleges said the same thing. So we were kind of, instead of piecemealing it together, Mike decided, okay, we'll just do home site this year.
It's just one of these years, just one of those years where no matter what decision you make, somebody's going to be upset.
You bet, you bet. And if they knew the whole story, they wouldn't be.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So, but we get that. We understand that. And you know, that's why I take all the phone calls I do in basketball. You know, because if somebody wants to is upset about where they're going or what their draw is, call me and I'll explain it. You know,
speaking of basketball, what's that going to look like with
finally you want to speak of basketball, Jimmy, Christmas. Well, it's going to look, you know, we're trying to get through it. You know, that's what I tell coaches every day. They call me and say, Mr. Glover, this, Mr. Glover, that. And I say, look, it's going to be different.
Yeah.
But let's get the kids out there and play. And we put a place on our website. If they miss out on some games or have some games canceled or postponed, that they can go in there and say, this date we're open. And you might play some people you don't normally play. For goodness sake, I noticed Sharon Mutual was in the
– Yeah, they filled in for Clinton.
In for Clinton at the tournament at Woodward that Kenzie got started. And, you know, and that's great. And you got a Class B team jumping in there with 5A teams. But that's what this year is going to be like. You know, Kingfisher, you know, that's where I'm living now. They were supposed to go to the Tournament of Champions. It gets canceled, and Edmund – you know, jumped in there and said, hey, we'll take you over here. And they may have – they're getting what they wished for because, you know, I know they beat Edmond North last night and they're in the finals with Edmond Memorial tonight, and I hope I get to watch that on a live stream because Kingfisher's pretty special. But we're just trying to get through it. You know, I'm in conversation with the fairgrounds. I'm really – I don't know this yet. And, you know, Southern Nazarene, they've already told me they won't be hosting for me in the state tournament this year. I understand. I haven't started calling the other people and asking them. It may look different. Mm-hmm. We may be going to some places we haven't before. The crowd size may be different. But I'm praying to my God that this thing starts going the other direction by then.
And
some people be calling me saying, hey, Glove, look, we'll jump in there and do it again. But we'll just see. If not, we'll get – the thing about it is we'll get through it.
Irregardless of COVID, what's the shape of the big house like right now?
It's hanging in there, man. It's
there.
You know, a few more years, they're going to build that new one. I hope I can hang on. I told them to hurry. you know, I'm going to hang in there. I'd love to at least open the new one. But, no, they probably put another coat of paint on it. They called me the other day and told me that they're redoing the floor. And so I had a little – thank goodness. I had a little bit of input on that. But I had input the last time, and then the people that redid it decided to show off and put as many – crazy things on there as they could. But no, it's you know, those guys, they loved having us. That's the high school place. you know, we could go to, you know, pay the money and try to go to Chesapeake. It wouldn't be the same.
Yeah.
It'd be great for the kids, but it wouldn't be the same. And that's the high school place. When they get that new one, I know you've seen the renderings. It's going to be fantastic. But everything's good. They're ready to go with it.
I know you don't like talking about you, but everywhere I go and I talk about, well, how's Glove doing?
Thank you.
You know, and I just want you to know, people every time I they want to know, how's Glover doing? And
I'm doing okay. You know, I made a lot of people mad when I was coaching over the years, but they seem to call me, forgive me now. But, you know, I'm doing great, Chris. I appreciate it. I'm a little crippled up, but you know what? God's been good to me, and health-wise, I'm healthy. I've gained. Matter of fact, one of my doctors, you know, I'm a smooth 207 right now, and he said, you know what you were a year ago when you came in here? He said, 135 I got down to. And that's why people keep saying, man, you look good. I said, man, I must have looked dead. But, but you know, I feel great, and I do get a lot of that. But I want to tell you something. If this is what it's going to be for the rest of my days, that's okay, because I've been to that Mayo Clinic. I've been to, my oncologist in the city. And there's people in a lot worse shape than me. And so everything's good.
Good.
It's all good.
That's a good update. And, you know, another thing we're talking about basketball. Is there anything new coming up rule-wise, any new changes that you guys have seen? Or
you know, I'm on the National Rules Committee now, which I'm really honored to be on that. I was chosen by our section, Section 6, with the National Federation. And it's been very interesting. And you know, shot clock is a big thing every year. You know, we see people saying we need a shot clock, and I'll be honest with you, I don't think we do. But I know I'm going to get run over. You know, I saw a score the other day that was like 90-something to 6, and I got to thinking, okay, if there had been a shot clock, it would have been like 190-2.
Right.
And so high school to me is just different. And but, you know, everything is – you know, AAU has it, and they think the high school game needs it. So it's probably coming down the pike in a few years. Other than that, you know, it's still about the same. Every year there's not really any new rules, just COVID things this year. You know, it cracks me up. You know, the Federation put out a rule, guys, real quick. I know you need to go, but in wrestling, you can't shake hands after the game.
Really?
After the match. That just amazes me.
You
can get out there and you know what with each other for 2 minutes, 3 times. But by golly, we're not going to shake hands when that thing's over. And just, you know, people just do things to make it look good.
Right.
In basketball, we are limiting the handshakes, shaking the hands of the officials. Yeah. And, you know, that's okay. But, you know, let's get the kids out there and get them playing ball.
You know, while we're here and we're talking Timberlake, Helena, you know, the tradition.
Yeah.
I've got to tell a Glover story. We knew the AD at the Crabtree prison, and Glover and Van Meter rigged us up to where some of those guys go down there and play, and that was quite an experience.
Yeah,
but then they wanted to come and bring the trustees back to Fairview. when we were at Crabtree, their basketballs were horrible, horrible. So Coach Glover gets the idea. I got about 4 basketballs. They're not great, but they're a heck of a lot better. Mm-hmm. He gets 4 of them, walks up to some of the inmates that are waiting on the bus, and he's going to give them those basketballs. One of them says, get those away from me. I'll get another 10 years if I carry those.
He said, if I walk out of here with something I didn't walk in with, they're going to keep me in there for a lot longer.
Contraband.
So I gave him to Ted Roberts. It's old Ted Roberts who it was. Yeah. But you guys, before I go, K101, CJ Montgomery, you guys are the very best at coverage of these kids. And as corny as it is, it means a lot to these kids, and it means a lot to old guys like me. So thank you for all the years you've done this.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you. All right,
we'll see you guys. You bet.
That was David Glover of the OSSAA coming in and talking a little bit of basketball, a little bit of 8-man football, a little bit of life there as we get ready to start the second half here. Tyrone in front, 28-14. Maybe surprising to some, not to people in the panhandle, but maybe surprising to some. They lead by 14 right now, 9:04 left before we start this second half. We're going to take a break and be right back here. Don't leave us. It's the Class C State Championship and our road to the top on K101.
You don't want to be on Santa's naughty list this season, so before he arrives this holiday, call Moore's Roofing at 580-994-5417 for a free estimate today. We are licensed and commercially bonded by the state of Oklahoma and have been in business for over 45 years. No job is too big or too small. Moore's Roofing has you covered, so your roof will be merry and bright this season. Call and ask about our 5% off discount for seniors, veterans, and first responders. That's Moore's Roofing, 580-994-5417.
This holiday season, great gifters split the cost with Zelle, together with Bank 7. Easily split the cost of a group gift using Zelle and give the big gift they really want. Use your Bank 7 mobile app to send, request, or split money with family and friends. To learn more, visit bank7.com or call 800-259-0921. Must have a bank account in the U.S. to use Zelle. Data rates and transfer limits may apply. Member FDIC.
Have the happiest Christmas at Lucky Star Casino during Road to Riches. You could win your share of up to $750,000 in cash with 5 drawings every Saturday at each location. Earn points all week with your Star Card with 10 times entries on Thursdays. Plus, win the gift that keeps on giving, an above-ground pool at each location. Hit the Road to Riches and head to Lucky Star Casino, where the biggest jackpots are closer than you think.
Mike Rowe here, reminding you to call or click 811 before you dig. I don't care if you're putting in a fence post or a mailbox or working out in the garden. There's a lot of stuff underground you can't see. And every few minutes, somebody tears into a line, pipe, cable, or wire. Don't be that person. Call or click 811 before you dig. Or better yet, go to safeexcavator.com to see what I look like rowing a boat in a sewer. It'll leave an impression, guaranteed. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com.